thanksgiving and thoughts with praise. And you know what it did? It did not qualify. It did not put a qualification for that. Like, if your life is going good, fair. Or if you won the lottery. Or if your car started. Or if your roof don't leak. Guess what? It doesn't matter what situation you're in. What problems you have. The Bible says we must come with thanksgiving. Because God is good. If you would stand with me this morning, and let us just have a short minute of thanksgiving and praise. I don't think we have done this ever since for a while, but I want a few people just to say something, just around the room, give God some word of praise.
Hallelujah.
Anybody, say something. Hallelujah. I want to praise God this morning because he woke me up.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else?
You are a mighty God, and we praise you, Lord.
Good Hallelujah. Health.
Hallelujah.
Your kids are here, praise the Lord. Somebody else. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody else. I'm walking and talking. What's that? Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Anybody, come on, everybody.
We're alive and breathing.
Alive and breathing.
Praise the Lord.
We should be able to go around this room and everybody have something to be thankful for.
Hallelujah.
Everybody. Guess why? Because God is a good God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, this morning we just want to praise for you. Lord, we want to exalt you and thank you for your goodness. Father, as we lift our hands this morning, we want to praise. For you are worthy of praise, O God. Lord, let there be anything in this room right now that will come to steal our joy in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We command you to leave, because this is the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we praise you in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Making war.
Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Thou art need the prince of the air. Know the truth has set us free. Under our feet we will shortly be crushed. Oh, having the law we will stand in victory. War in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Set apart for the cause of the Lord. We will not be bought or sold. By His Spirit in us, we will overcome. that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You are God. We shall do valiantly in His name. We'll shout down the enemy. We'll sing and shout the victory. Christ is King. God has won the victory and set His people free. His word has slain the enemy. The earth shall stand and see that through our God we shall do valiantly. It is He who shall tread down the enemy. We'll sing and shout the victory. Christ is King. God has won the victory and set His people free. His word has slain the enemy. The earth shall stand and see that through our God we shall do valiantly. It is He who shall tear down the enemy. We'll sing and shout the victory. Christ is King. Christ is King. Christ is King.
Hallelujah. You know, if you're really the Lord's, you know that this next song is the truth in your lips and may it sound that way. Just one of us can put a thousand to flight, and two of us can send the legions fleeing. Just one of us can put a thousand to flight, and two of us can be for Prince of Palestine. Yeah. Oh, there are many of us here exalting the name of the Lord, and in His name we declare our victory in spiritual war. We bind the powers of the air by wielding the word as our sword. Just one of us can put a thousand to flight, and two of us can send the legions fleeing. Just one of us can put a thousand to flight, and two of us can rout evil Prince of Palestine. For there are many of us here exalting the name of the Lord, and in His name we declare our victory in spiritual war. We bind the powers of the air by wielding the word as our sword. Over princes and powers, Jesus gave authority. We raise our voice with a shout, He has won the victory. Over princes and powers, Jesus gave authority.
Yes, Lord.
We raise our voice with a shout, He has won the victory. Just one of us can put a thousand to flight, and two of us can send the legions fleeing. Just one of us can put a thousand to flight, and two of us can rout evil principalities.
Hallelujah. We have believers in this building today. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad from the voice of babes comes the perfect praise. Hallelujah. It's good to see many people here. Chris back there. Love you, man. The Lord loves you too. Allow me this little minute. I love to see people in the house of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. And Connie is back there pacing. She wanted to be up here, but don't hold her against her. She has some little physical issues she's taking care of, some minor surgeries and stuff that she'll be back in full power. So if you see her back there, not up here, don't hold it against her. Just praise God and pray for her, okay?
Lord, waited for this day, I gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, it's standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Show us, Lord.
Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Come and worship. Come.
Now is the time to worship.
Yes, just come.
Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Oh, come, Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart.
Just come.
Just as you are to worship. Just as you are before your God, come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give your heart. Come.
Hallelujah. May our homes be filled with dancing. May our streets be filled with joy. Oh, may injustice bow to Jesus.
As the people turn and pray, from the glory fill the whole earth as the waters pour the sea from the mountains to the valley. Hear our praise. To you from the heavens to the nations, hear the singing, fill the air. Hallelujah. clear the sea, fill the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Father, into your courts I will enter, maker of heaven and earth. I tremble in your holy presence. Glory, glory in your sanctuary. Splendor and majesty, Lord, before you all I adore. Your love is everywhere. The fields will exalt, seas resound. Hear the trees' joyful cry, praising you, and so will I. A new song
sound
of heaven, like the sound of many waters. It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known.
holy. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Oh, Lord, look at your people right now. Touch the bodies, touch the minds. Hallelujah. Touch bodies, mind, and soul, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we need you. Something about when the Lord speaks to your heart that you just can't shake it. He spoke to me 3 weeks ago about the angel that has a sharp axe in his hand. And instantly I was convinced that the Lord was out to do something that I don't fully comprehend yet. But one thing I'm telling you right now, he's getting rid of the pretenders. He's getting rid of the pretenders. So don't be one of them. Come to his presence. Come fully to his presence. Just the other day I was reading the word of the Bible, and guess where it fell? Exactly where it says in the Old Testament about the Lord bringing an axe to the root of his own people. Why do we think we're so special? He didn't spare his own people back then because they were in disobedience. They were playing around, worshiping other gods. And you will say, when do we worship other gods? With the money. When your position, when your job, when even your spouse is more important than the Lord your God. So I have a reminder to you today. The axe is being sharpened. To those who are called by his name, who fear the Lord, expect the pruning. It's coming. If it's not here already, some of you are feeling it. It's the beginning. Purification of the church is in its way. And those who are serving the Lord, he will prune so that they will abound in him and give much fruit. We studied this a little while ago also. But my call right now is to you who slumber. Don't slumber anymore. It's time, it's time, it's time. Come back. And here's the secret, and here's something interesting. Do not neglect the gathering with the saints. There's power there. I know that some of you that may be listening, some may be listening to the podcast, and you can't gather around with your church. But their heart has to be like one. Hallelujah. I have a word for Pastor Bascom. He's not, maybe he'll listen, maybe he'll hear this, I don't know. Your church is under the actions of God right now. Filtering out the pretenders. He's going to give you a bunch of people that are with you, that are strong. They will not waver. They'll be with you. They'll be your right hand and left hand. They'll hold you when you need to be held. Look to your left, Pastor. Look to your right. There's a group of people there. They love you. They care for you. Doesn't matter what the government says and the distance that they place between you, their heart is with you. Why? Because their heart is fully devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Sit down. Few things. I'm going to pass this around. I need you to make sure your information is correct on here. I'm trying to get the directory done. So make sure you take a look at this and everything is correct in here. And then I want to get a picture of you. If you don't want me to take one, I need you to send me one because I want to put your picture next to your information. Okay? So if you want me to take one, I'm not a professional. It may not look the best in there, but when they open it up to pray for you, they'll have a face. Okay? So if you want me to take one, I'll take it during Fellowship Sunday. So I'm going to let this go wrong. If you see I missed you in there, you could add yourself to the back. There's a lot of blank. And in the last two pages or three pages is birthdays and anniversaries. If you see one name, that's a birthday. If you see two names, it's an anniversary. Okay? So don't get it mixed up. You may wonder, why is there two names? If you see Harry and Eliezer, that doesn't mean their birthday fell on the same day. That means a different type of birthday happened on that day. So I'll send it around. Make sure you get it. And we're going to pray for Nikki and her family. Her dad passed away last night. So we need to pray for them. And I think we need to also pray for Nikki because she just lost her mama. And now she's losing daddy. It has to be a difficult time in her life, and she needs God's grace. So even this week, when you are before God's throne, mention her name. Ask him to give her grace in this time of this journey she's on. Let's pray. Father, this morning, we just want to come to you, and we ask, Father, as Nikki and Deshaun and the family has experienced this loss. Father, we know that they were expecting to have him around for a very long time. But God, it didn't happen. And their hearts are broken. And Father, we know, God, that they are feeling pain, especially Nikki. So, Lord, we ask this morning that you would give them the grace that is needed for this time. Because your word said that your grace is sufficient. So, Father, we ask God for grace. Grace to Nikki, to Deshaun, to the kids, to the family. And that your shalom, your peace would be over them. In Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today is Fellowship Sunday and we're having a baptismal after. If we run long, don't worry. If you was to go to a restaurant, you have to wait outside for an hour. You don't have to do that today. So don't get worried. There's food back there. And if there's not enough, God turned five loaves and three fishes to feed a multitude. And we have more than five loaves and a few fishes. Praise the Lord. Now, what we do on Fellowship Sunday, and I think everybody should already been participating in Fellowship Sunday. The last Fellowship Sunday we did, I gave out an assignment. I didn't do that this time. So it's a free time where you could come. You can praise the Lord. You could give testimony. You could sing a song. You could dance. You could cry. You can do whatever you want to do that pleases God. Qualification, that pleases God. Amen? So at this time, let me see what, let's see if we could get this one up. Just to make sure the folks that are at home can hear you. I don't see, if you are on Zoom, if you are on Zoom and you want to share, just let us know. And I think Shannon could make it happen. Could you make it happen if they want to say something and they're on Zoom? He's not sure. Yeah, we think so. If you're on Zoom and you would like to share something, you just raise your hand and Shannon will do his best. If he can't, we go praise God anyway. The scripture that came to my mind this morning as for Fellowship Sunday. So I'll share a scripture and then I'll let you all come because sometimes you all need a little help. It's Psalm. It comes from the book of Psalm. And it's 103. I could quote it, but I want to make sure I'm saying it right. So I don't want nobody to say that I didn't say it right. So in order to say it right, you go to the source. Praise the Lord. My soul and all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all my sins, I'm personalizing, and heal all my diseases. Who redeems me, my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion, who satisfy my desire with good things so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. Praise God. To serve God comes with a ton of benefits, even if you don't feel it sometimes. Amen. So if you would like to share this morning, I give you the opportunity. Do not trip over the cord. That cord is to make sure the folks don't freeze. We're giving them nice warm water. I better go preach.
Good morning. Those of you that were here Wednesday know that I had an opportunity to go see Nikki's dad in the hospital. He was in ICU, and so the family was not allowed to visit with him. And technically, the pastor could have gotten a pass to get in, but we didn't know that at the time. They've updated that just this week. And so because I'm a nurse at the hospital, I have a free pass to sneak up there and go visit him. So this is the second time I've gone to visit him. The first time I prayed over him and asked for peace and comfort for him and the family. This time I was on a mission. I needed to go and not just pray over him, but I needed to pray with him. Nikki was concerned that he was not right with God, and she knew that this was the end of his time here on earth, and she wanted to be sure that he knew where he was going and that she knew that he was ready to go. So I went up there And I got to see him, and I got to pray with him. I asked him if he knew where he was going, and he said he wasn't sure. I asked him if he'd prayed the sinner's prayer before, and he said yes many times, but he still wasn't sure. And I said, well, you can be sure right now, because the Bible says that if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And we believe that. So I asked him if he would like to repeat the sinner's prayer with me and be assured that he knew that when he died, he would be going to heaven with Jesus. And he said, yes. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I had an opportunity to pray with him on Wednesday night. They took him home on hospice on Thursday morning, and he passed last night. So I'm just very thankful that although we are sad for Nikki and for John's passing, that we have the knowledge that we can be comforted and that she can be comforted to know that he's in heaven with Jesus.
We have been set free since we met the man from Galilee. What he did, he took away my sin. I have been Lord of sin, and now I'm shouting hallelujah.
The world looks at the church. They've heard through many sources that Jesus did miracles, and there are even some churches who say that God doesn't do miracles today. But everybody in here, everybody out there, is a walking miracle. We got up today. We were able to walk. We were able to go and do. There are people who don't wake up. So every morning when you get up, you can say, thank God I'm alive. And thank God for another miracle.
Amen. Amen.
It's interesting how we usually want those mountaintop experiences. And if we don't get it, we feel, well, I'm not going up there to share. What Hank brought was a good reminder. You know, you might not know this, but let me clarify to you. Your life is not your own. You didn't will yourself into existence. Therefore, there was a creator. And if there's a creator, he holds authority and he holds the say over your life. So the fact that you're here is a huge thank you, Lord. I'm here. See, I was comforted by what Carol shared about John. I was praying for him. I was praying for Carol. Because things like that just say, Lord, you are graceful. You are so wonderful and patient and merciful that even on the last minute, sometimes, you know, sometimes people are out. And then on the last minute, they come for some reason. Some to say just goodbye or whatever, but he was there and very conscious to be able to make a decision that would be final in his life. And sometimes that is not granted to everyone. So the fact that we are here today alive and kicking is a great thing. So see, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord the Lord comes. Before that great day, the Lord promised he will send a prophet. And believe me, he is sending people anointed on the capacity to tell us about things. And some people expect that, oh, God is going to tell me the minute. And we don't know that. The Bible tells you we won't know that. But he does tell us that these people, or this prophet on the mantle of Elijah, and I believe this one is specifically for Israel, but I believe also as a nation that got grafted into Israel by the Lord Jesus Christ, we are, these words are for us. We will get our Elijah. We will get people anointed with the Holy Spirit to tell us, look, it's time. It's time. And in my heart, I don't know where I'm going with this pretty much, but in my heart, there's a cry that's been repeating, an echo that says, get right with God. I believe it's time. I believe the Lord is giving the opportunity. I believe it's we are supposed to verify and check our own lives, not compared to Joe over there or Garth even or me. No, don't compare. Don't do that. Compare your life with the Lord Jesus Christ and see where he wants you to be. Be honest. It's not, never a better time to get honest than now. So get honest before God. Lots of stuff is happening out there. But here's the assurance we have. Do not fear. I have conquered the world. And those are words that are trustworthy. The Lord Jesus himself said it.
Hey, y'all. Following on the heels of that, the Lord's been dealing with me as we're going through the book of Genesis. And this, okay, I'm not worried about him. As we're going through Genesis, I keep seeing two repeated themes. One, that he is with us. And he, through all things, he's with us. But what he's been dealing with me about this week is the fact that, like when Joseph brought his brothers before Pharaoh, they told him that they were sojourning. That's really important. We need to keep that in mind. This is not our home. We're sojourners here. Even sometimes to... you know, it's not a bad thing to be patriotic or all this, but it causes a lot of strife, you know, in amongst ourselves to forget the fact that, yeah, we're here. We love this country, but this is not our home, not our final home. Our home is with him, and we need to keep that in mind when we deal with people. You know, whatever disagreements we have with them that we're, you know, we're striving about, we got to keep in mind that we're sojourners here. We're not citizens of this world. And our lives need to show that we're passing through. He said, you know, at the end of Jacob's life, even then it was a picture of him being a traveler, as it says he worshiped over the head of his staff. You know, his staff was a symbol of that traveler just passing through. We're not here to stay. And yeah, he's been dealing with me about that, and I just wanted to share that with you.
This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures I lay down somewhere beyond the blue. The angels reckon me from heaven's open door, and I won't feel like home in this world anymore. Anybody else?
Has Good morning. I know you think I'm preaching because I brought my Bible with me, but I'm just going to read from it. Lord willing, I'm scheduled to speak, I believe it's in October, to the middle schoolers and high schoolers at the school where I teach. And we'll see when October gets there, but I want to speak on Revelation chapter 4. I gave a devotional from Revelation chapter 4 sometime in the past. Let me read the scripture that I'm talking about. And I'm not going to revisit things I've said in the past about this, but I want to just paint a picture for you and give you a multifaceted truth that is very important. In Revelation 4, it says, "In the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, and the third had the face like a man, and the fourth like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" And I'm sure Pastor Garth has a song for that. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." I do have a sermon for this passage. But I wanted to share with you just something new. I've been meditating on this passage for, I think, about 2 years, maybe a year and a half. It's constantly on my mind. But the new thing I want to paint the picture for you, use a little imagination, take a little liberty, just a little, okay? This passage says, "Day and night they never stop saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" This thing they say over and over again is a multifaceted truth that needs to be the basis of how you look at all of life. And so let me use just a slight imagination. This is the picture that came to my mind recently. I just pictured, you know, they say it over and over again, right? And so I pictured these four creatures. Again, what's it say? One was like a lion, the second like an ox, the third had a face like a man, the fourth like a flying eagle. See these four creatures in heaven, and how beautiful heaven is, how it's not made by human hands. It's brought into existence by the power of God, just speaking it. It's a glorious place. But these four creatures, I just picture them standing, what's a good word for standing up straight and regal? You know, they just stand regal. But every now and then, I picture in synchronization, their heads turn and they look at the throne. And when they look at the throne, this is what they're saying when they say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come." This is what they're saying. "Look, perfect goodness still rules this universe, as he always has, and he always will. Look, perfect goodness still rules this universe, as he always has, and he always will." This multifaceted truth is the Christian's worldview. Every situation, every morning, every moment, perfect goodness still rules my life, as he always has, and he always will. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We're waiting on you, girl.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty.
all could have done it all by yourself. Anybody else? Go in once. Go in twice. So, you sure nobody else wants to praise the Lord, give thanks to God?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. He's the mighty healer. He a leper. When the people saw him, they start rejoicing. Anywhere he went, my Lord, he was doing good. Join me now. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. He's the mighty healer. He cleansed the leper. When the people saw him, they start rejoicing. Anywhere he went, my Lord, he was doing good. One more time, one more time. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. He's the mighty healer. He cleansed the leper. When the people saw him, they start rejoicing. Anywhere he went, my Lord, he was doing good. All right. If you're going to get baptized, you can go change. I guess we don't have anyone today. I didn't say change here. I said go change. He was the one that was most excited. He was ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, there's a song for that too. Do you all have a baptismal song? Nope. George, come on, sing it now. Bail it out. Have you been to the river? Have you been baptized? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Oh, are your garments spotless? Are you white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You see, you're only one. Yep. You know, what I do is, if I'm singing a song and I can't remember the words, I put my own words in there. I've done that. I'll be sitting, standing next to my wife, worshiping God, and she will go like this. It's because I'm singing the wrong word. Praise the Lord.
Us to God.
I'm waiting for them to come back because I want to talk to them before we do the baptism, so they'll come back when they come back. Let me see what I can think of.
Pastor God.
Hallelujah. Mr. Jeffrey, want to say something? All right. All right. Put him on.
I just wanted to share. You could sing Take Me to the Water. I want to be baptized. You know that one? Take me to the water. Take me to the water. I want to be baptized. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. You know that song?
Keep singing, Jeffrey.
Oh, I like that.
I don't want to sing it. I want you to sing it.
Here we go. I want to be baptized. I put my trust in Jesus Christ. I trust his blood. Now I'm white as God. Whatever. Take me to the water. All right. Do you see why the kids love me at the end? Jeffrey, forgive me. I don't know that song. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Huh? Come on. All right, come and... Girls take longer, folks. Girl takes longer to do everything. Sit down. I'm not ready yet. Yeah, you could put it right. Yeah. Yeah, move it a little bit away. Okay. I met Jesus at the crossroads, where the two ends meet. Satan too was standing, he said, come to me this way. Lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. But I said, no, there's Jesus there. I see what he offers me. Up there, a home in heaven. I don't know the rest of the words. Thank God that's the place for me. I learned that song when I was younger than you. I met Jesus at the crossroads, where the two ends meet. Satan too was standing. He said, come to me this way. Lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. But I said, no, there's Jesus there. I see what he offers me. Down there, down here, a home, something, something. Up there, a home in heaven. Praise God, that's the place for me. It's so long ago, I couldn't remember the rest of the words. That's it. Down here, my sins forgiven. Up there, a home in heaven. How did you find that? That's still on the internet? That thing is old as dirt. Y'all want to sing it with me while the girls are coming? I met Jesus at the crossroad, where the two ends meet. Satan too was standing. He said, come to me this way. Lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. But I said, no, there's Jesus there. I see what he offers me. Down here, my sins forgiven. Up there, a home in heaven. Praise God, that's the place for me. That was too high for me. You guys think I make up a lot of these songs. You didn't know they really are songs, didn't you? I know it. Sometimes you guys hear me sing a song and you think, he's making that up. No, it's a song. Huh? What? Yes, girl. I turned 56 this year. That's as old as dirt. Okay, it's both girls. Okay, here's the thing. We're coming to do something that is very, very important. In fact, I remember when I was going to get baptized, I was, I think I was like 14, but I didn't do it because I felt like once you get baptized, you can't go back. And I still wanted to go back. And I remember when I got baptized, I was 18, 19 when I finally went and get baptized because I wasn't turning back from the Lord. You see, at the age of 12, I gave my heart to the Lord, 12 years old, and went home and I gave my parents the excited news because they just dressed you and sent you to church. They didn't go. And they said to me, we give you 2 weeks. And their prophecy came true. And I went and do my own thing for a long time. And I, as I look back, the things in my life today that I fight in my flesh, if I had kept my commitment with Christ at that age, I wouldn't be fighting them today. But I'm fighting them today. When I was 18 years old, I went to visit my girlfriend at that time in Trinidad. I lived in Tobago. And she was in school, and I was alone in the house, and I heard these words, Garth, return. Physical voice talked to me, and I knew it was the Lord. It was a Wednesday. Can't tell you what month, but I knew it was a Wednesday. And that day, that Wednesday night, I went to the Lord and turned my heart over to him, and I've never turned back since. And I remember going and getting baptized with no hesitation because it meant I was ready to serve him for the rest of my life. What Jesus did, he died on the cross for me, for all those terrible sins I have done. And because he died on the cross, the Bible says that while I was yet sinning, Christ died for me. And I asked God to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me. And that's what he did. You three, you want to get baptized today. This is not just a thing to do. I remember I asked one, I said, why do you want to be baptized? And it's a good thing to do. It's only a good thing to do when you have surrendered your life to Christ. Some people think baptism does not save you. Baptism will never save you. Baptism is an act of obedience to what Christ says we must do when we decide to be a Christ follower. When someone is baptized and you put their head down in the water and you don't hold it too long because you really don't want them to see him today. You want them to serve him tomorrow. They are dying to self and rising to Christ. You identify with his death and his resurrection. And what you're saying, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. So as you come this morning to be baptized, don't come because it's a good thing to do. Don't come because your friend is doing it. Come because you realize that you're a sinner. You have offended God. You have broken his commandment. You have stolen something. You have lied. You have coveted. You have put other things before him. You have not worshiped him on the Sabbath. And you have fall on your face before God and say, God, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Make me a child of yours through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I come to do that today. If that's you, would you come? Come on, come on. Y'all could come together. Stand in a line right there. All right, they told me the last time you all did this, the place almost flooded. So guess what? Here's another sermon. You learn from your mistakes. So it won't overflood today. It looked like it's a good level. And oh, nice and warm. Make me want to be baptized. Well, come on. Let me help you in. I know you could get in by yourself, but okay, I'll help you in anyway. Because I don't want you to fall. If you fall, it's splatter, and I don't want to get wet. Okay, you could sit down. Good. It's warm. Samuel, have you asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins? Are you ready to follow him for the rest of your life? Are you ready to do baptism to show that you are dying to yourself and rising to be more like Christ? All right. Samuel, by the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Holy nose. I am free. Praise God, I am free. No more bounds, no more chains holding me. You can go. My soul is resting. Oh, what a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I am free. I am free. Praise God, I am free. No more bounds, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, what a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am free. Samuel, don't change out here. Change to the back. All right. I know. I saw he was undressing before, so I was making... No, kidding. We're good. I'm just kidding with you. Hallelujah. Ruby. Have you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins?
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to serve him for the rest of your life?
Yes, sir.
I didn't give him this. Would there anything you would like to say? Nothing you'd like to say?
He said it all.
Wow, she said it all. Ruby.
I can think of it.
Yeah. Good. Ruby, by the confession of your faith, that you have put your trust in Jesus Christ and that you want to live for him for the rest of your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you, Holy Nose. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No more bounds, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, what a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I am free. Madison, I asked you some serious questions at home and you gave me all the right answers. You say you want to serve Jesus. You said that you knew that it's by his blood you are cleansed. And if you were to die and go to heaven, you would say that. Have you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins?
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to serve Jesus, be a Christ follower for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say?
You said it all too. Okay. Well, Madison, by the confession of your faith, in the Lord Jesus Christ and your willingness to serve him for the rest of your life, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Holy notes. Wait, don't get up yet. Don't get up. I'm going to give you a little bit more protection because I can see and I don't want everybody else to see.
I have a bathing suit on.
She has a bathing suit on. Yeah. All right. White is not a good preference. All right. You all can go. This is concrete. It's not going to, and it's, the carpet will dry. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. On my way to heaven, I'm shouting victory. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus said, let's stand up and sing it. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Praise the Lord. Here's what I ask the Lord. I would like to see us have baptism service once a year. I would really like to see that. We need to win souls, disciple them, and bring them to be baptized. And guess what? God can use you. Here's a good example. Carol came Wednesday, and she knew she had a mission to do. She had to go see a man and share Christ with him. And what she did, she said, would you pray for me? That I'll say the right words, that I'll say the words that need to be said. And we pray for her, and she went, she said the right words, and praise the Lord, he made a decision, and today, he's with the Lord. We can see this happen, not just in the last moments of people's lives, but we can see it happen in their young lives, and they serve Jesus. So let's do that. Let's lead people to the Lord, which is their only salvation. Amen. We're going to go eat. Kids, stay with your folks. Don't run the first thing in line. Give the ladies a little time to get everything situation open up and stirred and make sure it's ready, taken out of the refrigerator. So when you all run ahead, sometimes we don't get everything out. And then after everybody go home, I have to eat the coleslaw that was left in the fridge. So in order for that not to happen, because I'm trying to be on a diet, okay? Today is my cheat day. But I have a praise report. This morning, this week, I went down to 207. I went back up because it fluctuated. I was at 211 this morning. I praise the Lord because I was more than I supposed to be, and I'm getting closer to where I need to be. Amen? Amen. So God is good. Let us pray. If you didn't get that booklet that was passing around, please make sure you get it. If you don't want me to take your picture, you need to send me one. Okay? All right. Father, we come to you today and we thank you for those who have decided to be obedient and be baptized. And Lord, we pray that from this day forth, they will live their lives to bring honor and glory to your name. They will make every decision that they make line up with the word of God. And Father, we ask God as we celebrate that and as we get together and we eat, we pray God that you would bless the food. Let us be truly thankful and help us, oh God, to celebrate in you all that you're doing in our lives in spite of what's going on in the world. And Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Hank, for the hard work of getting all of this ready. And I also want to thank Shannon. I was watching Shannon doing his little thing, and I said, I need to let people know. You don't see Shannon doing a much, but boy, I don't know how I would do it if I didn't have Shannon. So I thank God for Shannon. All right. Go and be blessed.